This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Staying with the marketplace of food here, Whole Foods, famous for very fine goods at some very upscale prices, is opening a store today in a low-income Chicago neighborhood. Inglewood residents have struggled with foreclosures, unemployment, and violence. It is also a food desert. That's an area where there's more fast food and junk food available than fresh, healthier stuff. From Chicago, WBEZ's Natalie Moore looks at the supermarket's plans.
Whole Foods employees put the finishing touches on the new Southside Inglewood store. Local residents were key in the design of the store. They voted on a mural by a local artist. They told corporate officials they wanted more hot food options. They demanded the company offer jobs to ex-offenders. The glaring question, of course, is how will residents in a place with 21% unemployment afford to shop here? Whole Foods co-CEO Walter Robb has heard all the concerns about pricing.
We got to stretch. We got to work harder. We got to price more aggressively. I mean, we have much lower costs here to operate because the rent's lower, the fixed costs are lower.
Naomi Davis is a community activist and critic of Whole Foods in Inglewood, even though she shops at the chain from time to time in other locations.
I wonder why a local fresh market purveyor wasn't targeted for that spot. I concern myself that we are not thinking about community wealth building.
The mayor's office in Whole Foods picked this location when the grocer expressed an interest in opening in an underserved Chicago neighborhood. But Rob says Inglewood residents reiterated they didn't want to have foods, a store with half the standards just because it's in a black neighborhood. For 3 years, Whole Foods engaged with Inglewood residents. The grocer is bringing 100 new jobs to the neighborhood. Glenn Fulton is president of an Inglewood community development nonprofit. He says the grocer kept its promises.
Everything that they said they were going to do, they've done. They've had regularly scheduled monthly meetings with the community.
The Inglewood Whole Foods will have cooking classes, free meeting space for community groups, and 35 Southside vendors with their products on the shelves. In Chicago, I'm Natalie Moore for Marketplace.